Good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Kitchen Stitches podcast. This is episode 38, and I am recording on Wednesday, November 5th. It's only been less than a week since I recorded, and in the last episode, I wasn't sure if I would record on my regular day or not, just because I wasn't sure how much I would have to talk about. But as the week went on, I figured I had enough for another episode. I know personally I can't keep up with podcasts. I don't normally record so close together. So this isn't going to be a trend. Don't worry. I am Summer. You can find me on Ravelry and on Instagram as Summer Yarns, which is SOMERYARNS. And I'd love it if you would follow me or friend me, or you can join our Ravelry group, which is the Kitchen Stitches group on Ravelry. For those of you who are returning listeners, thank you for coming back. And for those of you that are just now finding me, thanks for joining me. Let me see. Like I said, I have enough to talk about that it was worth recording. I have a couple of things to talk about today. First of all, what I've been up to, which, of course, since it's only been about 6 days, 5 or 6 days, that can't be too much. But in there, I'm also going to talk about what I have coming up. Finished objects. Actually, there are no finished objects. Sorry. Works in progress. Spinning. Cross stitch. I'm doing the Twist Fiber Studio giveaway drawing. So cross your fingers for that if you entered. The Christmas All Year Long Knit Along and In the Kitchen. So let's get talking. What I've been up to, the only thing of significance this week is Halloween, which was not terribly significant in our household. Both of my kids are too old to trick-or-treat now. My daughter and some friends went to the park, which is near our house. It's in our neighborhood, and hung out for a little while, and she was home pretty early. I would say by 9, which is pretty early. And my son went to a friend's house also in the neighborhood, and he and another friend who stayed the night came home by about 10. So it was fairly uneventful. We watched the movie Carrie, the Stephen King movie, the newer version with, what's her name? I just completely blanked on the girl's name. The blonde. Oh my gosh, what's her name? Y'all know who I'm talking about. Alright. Well, anyway, the new version of Carrie, which was not that bad. I mean, it got terrible reviews, but we enjoyed it. We watched that. We watched part of it before trick-or-treaters came, and then finished it up later in the evening. For trick-or-treating, we went outside to our driveway and sat outside, which is what we've been doing for the past several years. We have a dog, as many of you know if you've listened, because she sometimes joins us with her barking or her scratching. So we've, for the past several years, we've just sat outside in the driveway so people didn't ring the doorbell, because that just absolutely makes her crazy. This year, we decided to bring her out with us. And because she is a big dog, I mean, she's not a huge dog, but she is a lab. So she weighs about 65 pounds. Big for a little kid coming trick-or-treating. So rather than leave her down, we sat up, we opened the back of our SUV and sat in the back and had her up there with us. And she enjoyed it for the most part. She kept trying to eat the candy, which was really funny. Several people got kisses when they came a little too close. I mean, those people that got close enough had asked if they could pet her. And in addition to being petted, she gave them kisses, which was really cute. She stayed out there with us for probably about an hour, and then she just got too antsy, so we took her inside. She does not like it when we sit outside and she is inside, so she barked quite a bit. But it was fun, and I decided the next year, if she comes out with us, then she has to have a costume. Let's see, the only other thing we did this past weekend, we did take a short hike on, I don't remember if it was Saturday or Sunday, but it was a beautiful day. So we, I think it was Saturday. It was a beautiful day, so we took advantage of it and drove out to our favorite state park, Brazos Bend, and did just under a 2-mile hike. It was late in the afternoon, so we were afraid that if we went too far, it would get dark, and that's not fun. So that's all we've been up to. One of the main reasons I decided to go ahead and record today is because I talked last week about the Kid in You Fiber Festival and said that I wasn't going to get to go, but that if an opportunity came up, that maybe, just possibly, I would get to go. And that actually did happen. We were originally supposed to go to Austin, where Laura was going to have, or we were going to take her and meet up with one of Jimmy's former students, who is a student at University of Texas, and hang out with her for a little while. Just kind of a very casual campus visit. But Laura is really busy and decided that she didn't have time to go do that this weekend. So that meant that the Austin trip got canceled, which meant that I was free to go to Kid in You. And I, of course, did not want to go by myself. So I reached out to my friend Katie to see if she wanted to go. We had talked about going at one point, and I felt really bad about being so short notice, but we decided to go. So we are going to Bernie, which is about a little over a three hour drive, between 3 and 3.5 hours from here to there. And we will be leaving on Saturday, spending the night there, and coming back Sunday morning. I'm really excited. I was so disappointed that I wasn't going to get to go. I don't know why all of a sudden. I mean, it had only just been kind of in the back of my head anyway. I wasn't that set on going. But as it got closer, I was really bummed that I wasn't going to get to go. So when we made the decision to go, I got really excited. So I have just been thinking about it and excited to get to meet a couple of people who I know are going and see some people perhaps that I have met before. And actually have 2 handoffs that I am doing, where, because I am so bad about getting to the post office, that both of these ladies are actually going to be there. So the things that I'm meant to mail, I can just grab and or take with me and hand them off there. So that's awesome. So I am really excited, and I've been doing mental planning about what I want to buy. Last year, I set myself a very strict budget, and this year I have just a little bit more disposable income, because I've been putting some in savings. Not a whole lot, but enough that I don't feel guilty dipping into that. I am also sort of considering this a, a reward for having finished our big project at work. So I am, I'm considering this like my reward. So instead of setting a strict monetary amount, I am thinking about the things that I actually want to buy, and hopefully, you know, kind of basically making a shopping list and kind of hoping to kind of stick to that and not worry too much about how much I'm spending. Now, that's relative. I don't go on huge shopping trips, so I'll reach a certain point and be like, I can't spend anymore. So, I don't buy ridiculously expensive things anyway. So I've got a couple of things that I want to buy that I know are a little bit of a splurge, which means that other things will have to be low-key, if that makes any sense. Didn't mean to go on that for so long. But the things that I have been thinking about wanting to buy are... Sorry, where did I write this? On my show notes that are right in front of me. The things that I have in mind, I want to buy another spindle because I'm addicted. I know that several of the sellers who were there last year selling spindles will be back, and I think perhaps a new one or two. So I want to take a look at those. I didn't see Jerry Brock on the vendor list, and I remember she was there last year, and I'm thinking maybe she's not there this year. And that's when I had intended to look at. I'm going to have to go back and look at the vendor list to see. If she's not, that's probably good for me because hers are pricier. They're very well made and very pretty and worth the price. But I can also find something. If I'm not splurging on that, then I can splurge somewhere else. So a spindle. I want to buy at least one bat from somebody because I really enjoyed spinning the bat that I spun earlier this year. I want a skein of mustache yarn, and I don't really care what colorway. I'm very excited about that. I think I would like to buy a skein of knitted rose because I keep hearing wonderful things about it, and I did not buy any last year. I want to buy as many mini skeins as possible, so anywhere that I see that people are selling them, I will buy them. I remember last year seeing that, I saw a couple of things of dye. Somebody was selling greener shades, like a starter pack, and someone else was selling jacquard dyes, and I would really like to play around with that. So if I find that again, I want to buy that. And on along the same lines, and I don't remember if I saw this anywhere other than with fiber, if anyone happens to be selling some bare yarn, I would like to buy that. And other than that, you know, maybe a bag. I know Little Monkey Sit and Spin is going to be there, and she has really cute bags, and I'm sure that there are others as well. But those are my main things that I am looking for. And I'm sure that there will be impulse buys, and that's okay. So that is what I'm up to. If you are going to be at Kid and You, I did open a thread in the Ravelry group. And I'd love if you would post and let me know that you're going to be there. As I am an audio podcast, unless you follow me on Instagram, you may not know what I look like. So just listen for my voice, I guess. I do not have buttons. However, I have gotten resourceful. And since I didn't have time to order buttons in the amount of time I had after realizing that I was going to go, what I have decided to do is make some magnets. I thought I had more, but I had a little bag of the bottle cap magnets, and I am making some of those with my logo. And I think it's actually appropriate, a kitchen magnet for the Kitchen Stitches podcast, right? So if you see me, and assuming they turn out right, I will give you one. Just ask. I am terrible at self-promotion. Believe it or not, I am very shy, and putting myself out there is really hard. So if you see me, ask me for a button, ask me for a magnet, and I will give you one. And I will try to offer them, but I'm nervous about that. So that is it. If you, again, please do not hesitate to come up to me. I'm just a person who talks to an iPad. There's nothing special about me. Seriously, I am totally intimidated by some of these other podcasters. So, yeah, don't be afraid. I'm just a person. Works in progress that I have worked on. Let's go into the knitting. Like I said, I don't have any finished objects this week, but then again, it's only been a handful of days since I podcast. I have continued to work on my sock yarn blanket. I don't remember how many squares I got done. Not as many as I would have hoped, but I have done, I think I might have gotten two done one day, and then I think I got one done on Monday. I did not get one done yesterday. Still plugging along. At some point, I'm just going to have to devote time to that. I'm going to have to do monogamous knitting on that blanket. I know that that's going to have to happen, but we'll see how far along I get. I'll probably evaluate that sometime mid-spring and see if I need to do that. The Olympic Forest baby blanket, I This is a paid pattern by Very Busy Monkey in Baroque Vintage. I'm looking at my notes. What I do for my notes often is just copy from the previous week. And the previous week says that I'm almost done with chart two. Well, I can still say I'm almost done with chart two. I'm just closer to being done. I think I may be two rounds away from being done with chart two now. I have decided that unless I decide to do some mad knitting right before the end of the month, that I'm probably not going to finish this for my owl. And that's okay. As long as I finish it for the baby, then that's okay. I want this to be fun, and I have other things that I want to work on, and I'm not going to stress about this. So, the blanket is going to be lovely, and it is so, so super squishy right now. I love it. It's a fun pattern, and as complicated as it looks, it's really not very hard. If you are at all comfortable with cables, and these are small cables, there's nothing really complicated about them. I cable without a cable needle, and these are easy. What else? Judy's Building Block Cowl. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this on the podcast. Back sometime in the spring, I guess. I don't remember exactly when this was. Or sometime mid-spring, maybe. I tried my hand at dyeing for the first time. And I am using the yarn that I dyed my first attempt at dyeing for this. I don't remember what the yarn was. I think it was Michael's Loops in You, their store brand, and it's a single. But I don't remember what it's called. It's very soft, and it is 100% wool. And it's worsted on the Aran side, I would say. Judy's Building Block Cowl is a free pattern on Ravelry. I don't remember who the designer is, but I'm going to guess that it's Judy somebody. And it's a really simple crochet pattern. And I actually realized as I was doing it that I'm actually doing it slightly wrong, or not. I modified the pattern without realizing it, but it's still very similar. I'm sure the overall look of it will be the same. It is currently about 3 inches wide, and I'll make it a little bit wider. It's a really quick knit, crochet. Oh, I don't know if I mentioned, it is a crocheted pattern. The other thing I picked up again, I know what I was going to talk about. And this goes right along with this. I did open my November bag from my personal sock yarn club, and I decided that I did not want to make socks with it. In fact, I may actually destash this or give it away as a prize at some point because the yarn just isn't me. I got it in a swap sometime last year, and it's pretty, but it's just not me. It's a Hippie Penguin sock. Well, it's supposed to be sock yarn, but this is very thick yarn. I would say it's easily a sport, if not a DK weight yarn. Probably closer to a sport. And it just doesn't look like sock yarn to me. So the idea of making socks with it doesn't appeal to me. And it is in the Watermelon colorway, which is really pretty. But I just don't know what I would make with it. So I decided that instead of making socks with it, just because that's what I drew out of the bag doesn't mean I have to use it, that I will put that aside. Like I said, I will probably end up gifting that or using it as a giveaway or something like that later on. Or perhaps donating it. I don't know what I'll do with it. But for November, instead of grabbing another skein of yarn and casting on a new pair of socks, what I decided to do was work on the socks that I have on the needles that are in progress instead. So right now I have 3 pairs of socks. I think that's all. 3 pairs of socks on the needles. One is Little Pumpkins, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. The other is Friendship Socks by Lauren McMorty, which I want to finish before Christmas. And then the other are my Shirtagal socks that I started for Jimmy. So because I want these finished before Thanksgiving, I picked up the little pumpkin socks. And I don't remember who the designer was. And I didn't, last night I didn't feel like going and looking at my project page. But it is a free pattern on Ravelry. So if you just search for little pumpkins, you'll find it. It is a super cute pattern with just a little bit of cable detail that make the design look like little pumpkins. And it's really cute. I am using Plucky Feet and the Grandma Bev colorway, which is kind of a, it's kind of a wine color with a little bit of a, like a brick red-y tone to it, which is very fall-like and perfect for these socks. I am currently about one repeat shy of the toe on the second sock. So these will be finished by the weekend, I believe. I am, I'm at home today. I took a mental health day just because this is the first opportunity I've had to take a day off after our big project. And maybe it's a little resentful, but my two team members both had quite a bit of time off. Like one of them was at a conference in California, which I'm sure was wonderful. And then my other, just, he took a comp day and then took a sick day last week. So I decided that I needed a mental health day too with support of my manager. So I'm home today and that's why I'm getting to record. And I totally went off on another tangent there. Anyway, the point of that was I don't have those socks with me here today. I left them at work and I can probably finish a repeat tomorrow at work and then we'll be able to do the toe on Friday or over the weekend. And that is that. Okay. The only other thing that I worked on, I cast on a new project. I have been wanting to cast this on for, a month or so. I've had it in my head and just haven't had a chance. With the blanket, the stress of doing that blanket, I was like, I can't cast this on. Well, I decided that I would really want the sweater. So I cast it on a worsted boxy, which is a paid pattern by Hohe Locatelli. And I am making it out of Malabrigo Rios in the Bobby Blue color. I originally bought this yarn to make another sweater out of, and I cannot remember what it was called. It was blue something. But I frogged it a couple months ago. Decided that I didn't want to make that after all. So this is the perfect yarn for it. It was actually the worsted boxy was actually designed with Malabrigo Rios, so absolutely perfect for the pattern. I am almost done with the ribbing, which is only four rows, so I'm not very far into it, but I think I am halfway done with the fourth row of ribbing. And then it's stockinette for something like 17 inches, which is going to be horribly boring, but I desperately want this sweater, so I will do it. I'm doing it in the round, so it will be utterly mindless knitting for a little while. Perfect for podcasts or sitting in front of the television. I've wanted this because ever since I heard the boxy mentioned for the first time on the Yarniacs podcast, I have been intrigued. I wasn't that interested at first, but one of the things that they said was that they have seen it on people of all types of body shapes. And it has looked good on everyone. So that started me thinking, well, maybe I wanted to do that. Well, the original is fingering weight. And the only other sweater I've made was sport weight. And it took me forever. And I just wasn't quite ready to do that. But when the worsted poxy came out, I decided that this was something I could do. Plus, I already had the yarn for it. Again, I wasn't completely sure about the sweater. I was worried that it might not look as good as I had heard. But I saw on the Old Navy website a while back that they had a boxy style sweater. So I went shopping and I found one. I don't think it was actually the one I saw, but it was the same style of sweater. And tried it on, and I absolutely love this sweater. I've only had it a few weeks, and I've worn it probably four times. It is so comfortable and so cute, and I think it's pretty flattering, even though it's this big, drapey thing. But ultimately, I don't really care, because what I want is just something... I mean, no, I do care, but I just want something that's like a sweatshirt made of love. That is the title of this episode. Had other ideas, but sweatshirt made of love, that's it. So that is what I cast on, and I am eager to work on it some more, because I really, really, really want to wear it. So that is all of the knitting this week, I believe. I have ideas of doing more. I have a couple of hats that I want to knit for the holidays, and I know that there are some knit-alongs for gifts that are going on that I could enter them in, so... maybe I'll cast on a hat today too. Spinning, I did do a little bit. I cannot remember what the yarn is. I mean, what the fiber is. I was knitting it a while. Oh gosh, my words are not coming to me today. I spun a little of it a while back and I wasn't terribly pleased. I think I've gotten a little bit better, so it's easier to spin now. It's one of the samples that I got it into the wool, and I cannot remember, I just can't remember what it was. And again, just like not looking up the designer for Little Bumpkins, I just didn't feel like going and digging that out last night. So, I can't remember. I don't think it was Yarn Hollow. I think Yarn Hollow was the one. No, it was. It's Yarn Hollow. And I don't know what the colorway is, but it's Merino Tencel, I think, is the fiber. So I do have a memory sometimes. And I did a little bit on that, mainly because I really, really, really want to spin up some of the samples that I got in the Fat Fiber box, but I don't have a free spindle. I think actually I do. I think I have the spindle that I bought at Kit & New last year is empty, I believe, but that spindle I find to be very pretty, but I don't like spinning with it very much. It is notchless, and I have a hard time with it, and it tends to want to flip over when I'm spinning, which is really annoying. But I may dig that out and play with that a little bit today. Cross stitch. I have been plugging along at the 12 Days of Christmas sampler. I am about halfway done, maybe two-thirds of the way done with day 6, which is 6 geese a-laying. That's what it is. 6 geese a-laying. I will probably finish that by the end of the weekend, or maybe even by Friday. And then we'll move on to day 7. And this is such a fun project. It is really cute, and I like how fast it is. No enabling and acquisitions yet, so next week's episode should be full of those. Twist Fiber Studio Kickstarter. It is time to do our drawing, and I have not drawn yet. I did lock the thread on Saturday morning. I'm going to pull up random.org right now. And this is as live as we get, right? Random.org. And I do have the forum, or the thread pulled up. We had a total of 18 entries. So I'm going to enter 2 through 18. The first post was obviously mine. And generate. It is number 12. And looking at the thread, number 12 is I Love Me Yarn. That's Jen. She is Jen Study on Instagram. I haven't heard from you in a long time, Jen. So I'm very excited. Her favorites were Claire and Delphina. So I will pass your name on to Ashley, Jen, and she will contact you to get your address, and you will get your fiber. Congratulations. Christmas all year long, knit along. I'm actually not going to talk too much about that because it hasn't been that long since I posted. So if you want more details, check out the group or listen to last week's episode. What I will mention is that we are currently in the fourth quarter. You can turn in, submit anything that is related to a winter holiday. And I will do two drawings at the beginning of the year, one for the quarterly drawing and one for a grand prize for all entries over the course of the year. So that's all I'm going to talk about on that. In the kitchen. I haven't done a whole lot of in the kitchen, but I did bake one thing that I'll talk about, and I have a couple of food trucks that I would like to talk about. So in the kitchen, I decided on Sunday that I just wanted to bake. I don't even remember what made me decide that I wanted to bake, but I did. Oh, I know what made me decide to bake. So I don't know if I ever mentioned back several months ago, April, I guess it was, I had checked out a book from the library. It was the Big Book of Cakes. It's a Betty Crocker book. And I was going to review it after I did three recipes. And I did the first one, which was a peppermint bundt cake, I think, or peppermint pound cake. I don't remember what it was called. And, or no, I think it was called a candy cane cake. I don't know. Anyway, it was peppermint. I did that and then couldn't find the book. I couldn't find the book anywhere. I looked all over this house, everywhere that it could possibly be, and could not find it. And finally got sick of seeing it on my record at work every time I went into my account and just paid for the dang book. Of course, yesterday when I started cleaning, I was cleaning off a desk that's just a bunch of clutter. I did not mention that we have a couple of Japanese exchange students staying with us for a few days at the end of next week. So we're trying to do some major cleaning. And I was decluttering, and there was one shelf, and I thought there was a ream of paper on it. And then I moved something, I'm like, oh, that's not a ream of paper. And the more I picked up, I'm like, I know what I'm going to find under this. I know it's here. And sure enough, that book was under there. So I am actually going, it's been less than a year, so I can get a refund on it. And I will take that in to the library sometime soon. But when I found it, I decided to look through it and bake something out of it because, you know, what else would I do when I found a cookbook? So I decided to make the spicy Mexican brownie cake, and I chose this one because I had all of the things that I needed in the house. And in particular, I had crema, which is a Mexican sour cream that I don't know. It's a thinner sour cream than what you get out of a tub. And it's, I don't actually know what is special about it, but you get it in the dairy section. I doubt you can get it everywhere. We have a very large Hispanic population, so it's easy to find things like this. So I just happened to have some in the cabinet, which is very interesting because I had never bought it before, but I bought it to make Mexican street corn not too long ago. And since I don't know what else I was going to use it for, this was the perfect use. Anyway, the cake is just a chocolate cake with cinnamon and a tiny bit of cayenne pepper. And I could taste it in the batter before it cooked. Just that little bit of kick. And if you've ever had, you can get chocolate bars that have a little bit of chili pepper in them. And that's kind of what the batter tasted like. In the finished cake, I can taste the cinnamon. And I can taste the spiciness, but I don't get that kick of the cayenne pepper at all. It was really good. And then the icing on that is just, it's basically a buttercream frosting, but it has the crema. And you could also just use sour cream on that, and with a little bit of cinnamon and vanilla. And it turned out really good. The frosting is actually a little bit too sweet which I like sweet frosting, but this is cloyingly, like, make your teeth hurt sweet. So that is what I baked, and it turned, like I said, it turned out pretty good. Would I make it again? Probably not. There are so many other things that I would like to try that this one didn't stand out enough as a, oh my gosh, yes, I'm definitely making this one again. The only other thing I wanted to talk about were a couple of food trucks. So I have probably mentioned before that I work at the downtown library in Houston, and we have a plaza outside the library that just to put it bluntly, it has not for the longest time been a most very hospitable place. We're an urban library. We are in the middle of downtown and the fourth largest city in the country. And it has been a place for people to loiter. And this is, we have a big homeless situation in Houston. And then there's also just, people who were up to no good, who were hanging out there. Well, recently they have made an effort to make the plaza more friendly for everybody to use, which seems to be working. And it's really nice to kind of have a place that everybody feels safe and happy to use. Part of this, initiative is getting food trucks to come, I don't know how often. They came quite a bit during the spring, not so much during the summer, I don't know why, probably just because people don't spend a lot of time outside over the summer, and they've started doing it again over the past week. And another thing, Houston recently passed an ordinance that allowed food trucks that use propane to actually come downtown. For the longest time, if you had I don't know what the limits were, but a lot of the major food trucks couldn't come to downtown because they weren't allowed. There were limits to what they could do. So now that they can, we've gotten a couple of new ones. And one of them I had tried and is one of probably my favorite, and the other one I had not tried until this week. So let's talk about that one first. That one is the Waffle Bus. And basically what it is chicken and waffles. Or that is their biggest selling point. They also have burgers and some sweet waffles too. What I had was basically chicken strips on a waffle sandwich. And it was absolutely as unhealthy as it sounds. So basically what they do is take a probably 8-inch round waffle, break it in half, and put chicken strips on it with some type of sauce. I chose honey mustard, but they also had an ancho butter sauce, and I think maybe just ranch, and then buffalo sauce. I chose the honey mustard. And it was really good. The waffle itself was fresh and very fluffy and yummy. And the chicken was pretty good. I won't go back every time that they are at the library, but I'd go back every once in a while. It was really good. I'd like to try some of the others, like the sweet ones they had. I know something with strawberries, and they had a s'mores one, and maybe something with Nutella. I don't remember. And then the burgers, I don't know that I would try, just because it has a bunch of stuff, and I'm not sure how customizable they are, or how good it would be to customize it. I had heard about this about 2 years ago, maybe a year and a half ago, when Laura went to a anime convention downtown, and it was nearby, and she had had it and really liked it. So that was that one. And then the other one I was so excited about when I saw that they were going to be outside the library, it was Bernie's Burger Bus. And if you're from Houston, you've probably heard of Bernie's. If you're not, let me tell you about it. It is a food truck that looks like a school bus. And they sell some of the best burgers I've ever eaten. They have been rated by the Houston Press as the best burger in Houston at least once. And me personally, I would rank them in my top two burgers in Houston for sure. And because we live in the suburbs or just outside the city anyway, a lot of these food trucks we don't really get to try very often because we have to go to where they are. And there's not a big, I think there is a food truck park now, but it's not anywhere near us. So I haven't gotten to try them very often. Now, they did open a storefront recently in Bel Air, that's where my husband teaches, so not very far from us, 15 minutes from us. And we've gone once, but it's very popular and very busy. So it's not, there are crazy, greasy burgers. I'm not going to have them very often. But when I saw that they were going to be there yesterday, I was so excited. And so that's what I had for lunch yesterday. And what I got was something called, all of their food is named after something school related. So like they have one called the substitute and they have one called, I don't remember, detention, I think. But what I got were called the kindergartners, which were basically two sliders with blue cheese and bacon. And they also have onions on them, but if you listen to me often, you know that I don't do onions, so I did not get those. But they were basically two burgers that were probably about 3 inches square. Super fresh, super, super delicious. And then I got fries to go with it. They also have really good fries. I was in heaven. It was my favorite lunch at work ever, I think, honestly. I was so excited. So that is my in the kitchen for this week. Not that that was in my kitchen. I'm very eager to see what new food trucks they get to come because I love me some food. So, gosh, see, it's 41 minutes in, and I didn't think last week that I would have anything to talk about this week. Again, if you are going to be at Kid & You, come up, talk to me, ask me for a magnet. If they turn out, I'll give you one. Jennifer, if you hear this, let me know. I will go ahead and ear burn you so that Ashley can get in contact with you. Congratulations on winning. And with that, I am going to sign off. I will talk to y'all next week. Bye. I forgot. Sorry, I know y'all are all ready to go away, but I forgot to mention that Monday was my pot-iversary. How exciting! I'm so excited. I can't believe I've been doing this for a year. I am going to do a giveaway of a pattern for my pot-iversary. I'll open a thread for it. Quilter Caroline, one of our listeners, just published her first pattern and she gifted me a copy. Enabling and acquisitions. I forgot to mention that. I'm sorry, Caroline. Anyway, Caroline published her first pattern, which was called, oh gosh, give me just a minute. This was totally spur of the moment. I forgot. It's called Never Shall Meet, and it is a triangular shawl, and it is really cute. You just need to go look at it. And I will link it on the project page. It is sort of a triangular shawl, but it's got some design elements that are unique. It's got several different stitch patterns. Let me think. I think she said, yeah, it has four stitch patterns and it's really pretty. I really like it. It'd be perfect for a gradient yarn. She gifted me a pattern and I want to pay it forward by giving a copy of this to one of you. So I'm going to open the thread in the group and, if you would like a copy of this pattern as a pot-iversary present from me, then just tell me what your favorite shawl pattern is. And I will keep this open for a week and we'll close it when I record next week. Okay, now really, I am going away. Bye.